Welcome back, college best friends.
I know you missed us.
I missed you guys.
I missed this so much.
We missed this. This has been a while.
You're here with us. I'm Soph.
I'm Ren.
And we are back.
Back again. She pulls me closer.
Yeah, we had to be closer to the microphone area.
No, we don't.
Well, I want us both to be heard equally as well.
Oh, she wants to be equally heard. Guys, we have an Instagram.
We have an Instagram.
We finally made an Instagram. We know you guys have been begging for it for months.
So follow us on Instagram at NYACB Podcast. Because we are officially live, Facebook and possibly Twitter to come soon-ish. But hey, I'm really proud of us for just making it. I'm going to pat you on the back, you pat me on the back.
Yeah, so we're patting each other on the back right now.
Yeah. And
classic Soph and Ren style.
We're already like trying to get a lot of engagement.
Yeah, we're posting almost every day. And by almost every day, I mean I made this 2 days ago and now it's...
And now we have two posts.
Two posts, so...
Look at us.
We'll make one today for Valentine's
we're
Day.
We're really killing it. Happy Valentine's Day.
That's the day. It's the day is Valentine's Day.
The day is Valentine's Day. So personally, I'm not a huge like Valentine's person. I don't really...
You think I am?
Well, yeah, because... I feel like even if you're going to sit there and like...
Mope about it?
Yeah, and mope about it, that still means like...
It means it matters.
That means it matters and you inherently want a Valentine.
That's not why I want... It's not why I despise Valentine's Day.
Why do you despise Valentine's Day?
You know why I despise Valentine's Day?
Yeah, because of a past heartbreak.
Yes, correct.
I know. Well, I guess I've never really had a heartbreak.
Exactly.
I can. But I feel like
I should get over it. That's what she's saying.
No, I feel like even if I was in a relationship, I probably wouldn't do Valentine's Day.
I agree with that.
Because, I don't know, I'm just not into it. Except today at school, my office ran this campaign called Oh My Muhlenberg.
Yes,
guess who came up with that name? I did.
No way. Mm-hmm. You're so talented.
I came up with that name for the campaign of the whole school, and so we had free cake decorating.
I didn't get free cake.
It was from like 11 to 1 in Cedars.
And I didn't wake up until 12:30, 1 o'clock. There you go.
I got a free cake.
Wow.
But I didn't get to decorate it because I was working the event.
Oh, because you're just a working woman.
I am a working
woman. She's a working woman.
If you see any pictures on the Muhlenberg College alumni Instagram.
She'll be there.
Or videos. I won't be there, but I probably took them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's why I was there. So I had them put aside a cake for me. And good thing I did because they ran out.
Oh, God. How many cakes were there? What sizes were the cakes?
I mean, there were so much. So many. Excuse me. Grammar. There were so many
cakes. You think matter matters? Grammar matters?
You think matter matters?
Matter.
You sound like a patter singer.
Oh, God. Bring it back to Charlie Richter's class.
Oh, my God. Our History of the American Musical class. Insane.
Great class.
And so, yeah, I made a cake today and got a prize.
You should have made me a cake.
You can come over and eat some cake.
I don't like cake. You know I don't. I'm a pie person.
You are a pie person?
Yeah, pie over cake.
No,
that's
that
the
wasn't
real question.
That wasn't a question. I knew you're a pie person over cake, but like you still go for cake if cake is there.
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
I've seen it happen.
Angel food cake does not count as cake.
No, but I've seen you eat like, you've eaten actual cake in my presence.
Probably if you give it to me, you offer it to me.
Yeah, if it's there, you'll eat it.
Well, I'll eat anything.
Yeah. Because also, I can't be friends with people who don't like cake or like desserts.
Well, so no, that's different. I love desserts.
No, I know. So it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. This is not a fight.
No, that's why we can still be friends, because you still like desserts. In the sweet or savory debate, I'm 100%
sweet. Who likes savory things anymore?
I mean, I do love savory things, because, you know, dinners are savory.
Oh, okay. I meant, like, if you're in the mood for, like, a snack, and it's like, I always go for the sweet snack.
Oh, yeah. Snack. Me too. Like sweet or savory. I go for the Oreos.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I feel like peanuts are kind of in the middle, because they're, like, it's like salty,
but
sweet,
salty.
Gone.
Salty sweet gone, is that a phrase?
I think that's the Sour Patch thing. Sour
that's what
sweet
it is.
Gone.
Sour sweet gone.
But like peanuts, like they have a little sweetness to it. Like if I'm craving sweet, like I will go for peanut butter.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Because there's sugar in that.
Yeah.
That's why.
I love some peanut butter.
I love sugar. I'll go and when it's 3 a.m., I'll be like, you know what I'm craving?
Peanut butter. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's probably a smoothie in my room from old peanut butter here.
Well,
I think it's
I wouldn't even be able to tell because your room is
my room is
such
a mess, guys. You guys do not know the sight of this room. You know what? I need to be queer-eyed. Someone needs to come queer-eye me.
Well, like, your fashion sense is good.
I did sweatpants and a maroon shirt.
So, everyone has their comfy days. Doesn't mean you have bad passion. Bad passion. Bad fashion sense.
Bad passion fashion.
You have bad passion sense. You have no passion.
I also have a broken light fixture in my room now.
Where?
The lights that are not working.
Oh, like your string light. The string's that's not a light fixture. Oh, wait. Okay. We still have to go to the debate over pie or cake.
Oh, yes.
I don't discriminate against any dessert, so course, I abstain.
But you, I want to hear your opinions. Pie yes. or cake.
So you guys now can message us.
On our DMs. On our DMs. Guys, you know how much I love DMs. I never
Instagram,
get them.
Instagram, NYACB podcast. Or you can email us at nyacbpodcast@gmail.com.
I want it. I want the DMs, guys.
We want the DMs. We want to feel desired.
Yes. Also, there's also been a debate that Sophia had posted in our group chat about Oreos.
Oh,
and if
yeah.
Oreos are sandwiches or cookies.
When in fact, the label literally the label says sandwich cookies.
Yes.
So there you go. It's a sandwich cookie.
But they're a sandwich then.
But I'm going to say it's more of a cookie.
But it says sandwich.
It's a
cookie.
Sandwich style cookie, not a cookie
because
style.
Because a sandwich
no, listen,
requires
listen.
There to be two pieces and something in the middle and squished together.
It's a sandwich style cookie, not a cookie style sandwich. So like it's a cookie. Confused. It's a cookie made in the style of a sandwich, but it's okay. like primarily a cookie.
Okay.
That's my thoughts.
Okay, I want to hear your thoughts as well.
Yeah. So message us
again on our DMs.
And. We want to know answer these questions. You know what? Maybe we'll put a poll on our story.
We can do
we
polls
can do that now.
We can do
that would be exciting.
Oh my God, guys.
We'll
gonna,
do it after we record
so
and release this episode.
Techie. We're going to be so techie, guys.
So techie. Here we go.
We already have 40 followers,
this
guys.
This is like what I'm studying in school.
And this is not what
I'm
studying in
school. Social and digital media engagement and media and communication. So I should be honest. I just run like the social media accounts of other businesses,
yeah,
not our own.
Yeah, I don't do that.
So... In the spirit of Valentine's Day, this is going to be a little more serious and planned. We actually did some research for this episode.
And by we did research, I mean I looked up research.
that's what research is, looking things up.
But it's like on the internet. Does that count? It's not like a book or like going...
That right? Have you never done a research paper and then gotten your sources from the internet?
I'm a theater major and a music minor.
This just in, Ryan's illiterate.
I'm not literally, I've never had to do a research project.
No, I guarantee you have.
Name one.
I can't think of one off the top of my head, but I guarantee you were in media and society with me. There has been a research project in that.
Oh, the one that I didn't actually do? The one that I found false facts about?
Yeah, but research, okay. I guess, I don't know why... This is a thing where you think that research can't be done on the internet. So that was.
I thought it was like only books. Like, I was always told they were always like, had to be like from books. Or like from like, the library websites, which is like the books.
Like
JSTOR and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, that's one way to research. But.
This is a tangent, and I have no idea
the answer. This is why we have the internet to make researching easier, because it consolidates all sources. Also,
what did they do when they didn't have the internet then?
They went through books and exactly. had to take a lot more time. But now we have the internet. And also, sometimes articles are really reliable because you can check the sources that they've used and you can see if they're reliable sources.
Like, I heard Wikipedia is good for that. You can, like, check, well, like, their...
You can check the sources that
Wikipedia gives
uses.
You.
But again, I guess I'll be a teacher and say it's not the most reliable source for everything, but I still am a fan
of
Wikipedia.
I heard teachers who tell me to go.
I'm still a fan of Wikipedia.
Yeah, who is it?
I have actually written a couple of Wikipedia pages / edited people's Wikipedia pages.
No way! Mm-hmm. I edit people's lyrics on Genius.
For this company that I worked at, no way.
That's about it.
Yes, this company that I worked at, I had to make them a Wikipedia page.
Oh my God.
And then, for everyone who was involved, because it was a theater company, so for everyone who had a credit, I would add it to their Wikipedia bios.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But like, properly, so they wouldn't delete it, and I, you know, like,
do people delete things off Wikipedia?
Yeah, yeah. If it seems like unreliable or not according to the standards, they delete that shit quick.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. So.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway, so we are going to be talking about like
dating on college
and romance growth
because
and
we hate romance.
Whatever on college campuses. So. We're just going to read off some statistics that we found, and I guess we'll
that
alternate.
I actually find very funny and really great.
It's really interesting.
Interesting.
So, I'll start.
Yeah, totally.
Women make up 56% of the college population.
Which is so... I feel like it's more at this school. At this school,
well,
especially.
Well, and I think they're doing, like...
This is all of
they're
them,
doing, like,
yes.
nationally.
But I think our school, we have about 60-40, right?
Yeah, it's about that.
Which makes so much sense to me.
But that's just, like, the average for the country, perhaps. Or maybe for the world. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, in the U.S. It's okay, in the country. Yes. That makes sense to me that more women are going to college.
Because women are smarter than men?
Yes.
That's a true.
This
was being
just
serious.
In women are smarter than men.
I was being serious, not even kidding.
No, But I've actually heard about that, that once women were allowed to be admitted into colleges,
they also are dying.
The rates started skyrocketing and more women were likely to go to college than men.
Yeah. And I think that makes so much, like, that. Like,
perhaps because there were prior expectations of men to go into more professions of labor.
Yeah.
That is an uninformed opinion. That is just a theory on my point, so don't quote me on that.
Yeah, please don't quote us on any of these.
Okay.
I mean, quote us on this, the stuff that we're saying. So, the next one that we have is 25% of college seniors are virgins, which I don't, I feel like our school is, I'm relating things back to our school from this world, this U.S. statistic. I feel like it's got to be more on this campus.
Oh, absolutely.
It's got to be more.
Absolutely agree.
It's gotta be.
Oh, it's just of college seniors. Do they not have?
This is just college seniors.
Do they not have statistics of
the entire school?
Of like, an aggregate of the whole school, like of just college students. Okay, well, 24% of college seniors. Maybe that's accurate.
Maybe.
Well, they for our school. I mean, so interesting. So, if you feel like your school is completely different than any of these statistics that we're giving you, or you identify with any of these,
please let us know.
Or if you have any other statistics that you want to share.
Because we could write into this website and tell them that they're wrong.
Either that, or we can just talk about it on the next episode.
Exactly.
So 32.5% of college relationships are long distance. Jeez Louise.
Can we talk about long distance?
High school relationships.
Oh, can we talk about long distance relationships? I have so much respect for people who can, one, be in long-distance relationships, and two, stay committed to them and not cheat on them.
Yeah.
Like, I have so much respect for them.
Well, there I have so much respect, and I know this about myself. I would be awful in a long-distance relationship because even with just, like, my friendships, or, like, not just friendships, like, really close friendships,
require,
like, best friends.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of, I don't want to say I don't think about them when they're not there, but, like, I don't know. I just get really excited about whatever's going on in the present moment. Like, I have a hard time thinking about things that are not immediately there in front of me.
Yeah.
So, like, when people, when we were abroad for a semester, like,
I
wasn't making an active, like, decision to, like, be constantly texting people from back home, or if they were abroad, like, I'm like, oh, like, you're not here, and it sounds really shitty, but I just get really caught up in, like, what's going on here and now.
And that's
so
just
I know,
our
like, I would
opinions.
Probably be really bad in a long-distance relationship.
And I know that for a fact, that I would be bad at that.
But 32.5, I can't tell if that's high or low. I can't
I feel like that's pretty decent.
And then there are
I mean, in this building alone, there's our RA is in a long-distance relationship.
Good for
And
them.
She's getting married next year.
Oh, my goodness.
She's getting married.
That's cool. She's a junior and she's
She's a senior now.
Oh,
She graduated early.
Ah, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun when your peers are getting married.
I know, right? It makes me sad to my stomach.
It doesn't really make me sad because
sick to my stomach, maybe.
Yeah, I don't really feel sad. I'm not like, oh, shit, they're getting married and I'm not.
No, that's
boo,
what I'm thinking. I'm just like,
boo,
wow.
But
like,
I'm like, oh, yikes.
The shock of real life is coming sooner
than
the
shock
that
we're getting old.
This next one.
But then do you like when like Thanksgiving is usually the time, like a freshman year, when like
they break up.
Break up.
Yes, you come back home and it's like, hey, like, oh, I've been thinking, I want to have a fun time at college, and
oh
they break
God.
Up with them.
Oh yeah.
I feel like my cousin's done that. I feel like they all do that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who have done that. So Thanksgiving break, that's the time of breakup. So
if you, next Thanksgiving break,
just be careful.
Be careful, guys.
See who survives. It's like the Hunger Games.
I know. This next one's very interesting to me because this is very real, I feel. One in four college students has an STD. And I think that's so real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Use protection. Use
there
condoms.
There are people. Yeah, but you can even get STDs
orally
even with condoms on. Like, it's very, you have to be safe. I recommend getting tested. Like, as much as possible, I get tested, like, once every 2 months because, like,
it's so healthy.
And I've never had an STD. I have had multiple scares.
I'm very proud of you.
Should I talk about my one scare?
Yeah, talk about your one scare.
My one scare, I was having sex with someone this past summer.
As I'm just going to interrupt really quickly
because
in a future episode, we're going to be talking about
all of Ryan's
sexcapades.
So, but this is just one of them. So this
give
is
a little
sneaky
teaser.
This is going to be so funny or horrible at the same time. I had received oral sex. And we had sex as well. And so I went.
Is this from the summer?
Yes. And the next day I was like, oh, my penis looks dark. Wow, this is really, and it looks like it's bruised. So I ran to the emergency room, to urgent care. I was like, please just check me. I had sex. I don't know what's wrong. Is this normal? the woman had to come in with another woman to watch. Like, so like, because of sexual laws and stuff. I don't know.
That's good.
It is good. We like that. I was not being sexually assaulted by two women.
Yes, let's not put that down.
Yes. It was embarrassing for me because I was like, there's two people looking at my penis right now. Oh, and then one of them leaves after I pick up my pants, and the woman goes, "Honey, you had oral sex last night," and I was like, "Yeah." And she goes, "Was it rough?" And I said, "Yes." And
Ryan got a dickie.
She said, "You have a dickie." We're just a dick hickey.
A dick hickey.
Oh my god, it was embarrassing. And I was like, just test. I was like, really? She's like, yeah. And she was. I was like, please, just test me for everything else too, though.
This is when we were rooming together over the summer. Yeah. I got to be there firsthand. It was really funny.
It was terrifying. Next.
next statistic. 63% of college women hope to meet their spouse in college.
Yep. I think men too, probably.
I can't speak for men from experience, but
I hope to meet my spouse.
Really?
I came to college thinking I was going to be, first off, a virgin.
Good one.
I know. That I was going to find the person I was going to be in love with for the rest of my life freshman year.
Oh, my God.
And then get married by 25 like my mom and dad did.
Oh, my God.
That's not happening.
Well, we did meet each other freshman year, so there
you go.
Yeah,
we did. That's true, but Soph and I have a pact to get married.
I guess I thought at one point, I was like, wow, it would be nice to meet my future husband in college.
Dear future husband.
Love that song. Love M Train.
Her new album came out.
Oh, we're going to have to listen to it.
It's superb.
I guess I came into college hoping that I would, not like hoping like, oh, that's the reason I'm going to college, but like in the back of my mind, exactly. I was like, that would be kind of nice, but it's not looking like it's working out for me. And you know what? That's great.
High five. Same, baby.
Thanks. I saw this meme over the summer.
I love memes.
Or maybe it was like a meme of an actual statistic, and it's like a percentage of people, like a pretty high percentage, meet the person they're going to marry or like their soulmate before age 21. And this, I saw
okay,
the
well,
day.
Now I'm 21.
I saw that the day before my 21st birthday, and I was like, well, I have 24 hours left. Where are you, boys?
I feel like now we have to like scroll back through our exes and be like, or our past hookups and be like, is this the one? No. Is this the one? Oh, fuck no.
Absolutely not.
This one's interesting. By senior year, 72% of students have hooked up.
Okay, I think
but then that statement is weird to me because hooked up can be considered.
I know. I was
many,
just gonna say.
Of course, you were.
We
good.
Need to.
I love you.
I was gonna say we need to define what hooking up.
See,
means.
What is your term of hooking up? For mine, it's different than yours. I know that for.
Yeah,
a fact.
We know because like hooking up can mean making out.
It could mean or it could mean a whole shazam. It could be home run, guys.
Yeah, home run, baby.
Because we're talking about sports here, obviously.
Yeah. We're very athletic. We're sports oriented.
Yeah.
I had someone try to explain football to me, this like more bro-y dude.
Oh, bros.
Still don't understand.
Sports?
Yep. What football
you
means.
Watch football?
Very much don't.
You watch the Super Bowl. Even I didn't watch the Super Bowl.
I watched 20 minutes of the Super Bowl just for the food.
That's a mood.
And I don't get it, like the downs and the outs and the whatever. Like,
it's just to see men in tight pants run around the field.
I mean, I love that, but I also love men in baseball pants. I am
those
more
are
of a baseball
tighter,
girl.
And those are good.
Their butts are great in baseball pants. Yeah. Yes, I guess this is me objectifying men in baseball pants, but
okay
we're just going to have to deal with it.
Men have been objectifying women for ages. Mm-hmm. Now it's your turn to objectify them.
Well, no, I don't want to say like, let's make it all equal. Let's all objectify each other. I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that.
We're not.
Awful bad.
But yeah, for me, hooking up is like sex all the way.
So what are they going to, so they do say an astounding 72% of college students experience at least one night stand. Uh-huh. So I guess they're implying that they've had sex.
Yeah. No, so, I mean, one night stand, you could sleep over someone's house. You don't have to have
sex. I know,
sex.
I was thinking of that, too.
Like, I've slept over someone's house without having sex with them.
Yeah.
No,
so,
that's not true.
We're going to leave that really vague, and you can interpret it how you want to.
But 72% of y'all will have hooked up with someone by senior year, apparently.
Great.
According to this website.
Great. We love that.
And then finally, Soph.
One-third of college seniors have been on fewer than 2 dates. That seems incredibly
accurate.
I've been
on 2 dates, so that makes sense.
I've been on, like, none.
You've been on... Have you been on no dates?
I don't think I have.
No, that's not true.
I don't think I've really been on a date, but I'm not really mad about
it. I've been on more than, never mind, I'm not on the 1/3. Sorry.
No, you're not. You've been on, I think you've been on 2 dates this month alone.
No!
He changes. He's unsure.
I don't go on dates. I just go to hook up.
Yeah, I know you do. But, like, I remember, like, you went on a date in New York recently.
Yes, I went on a date in New York. I went on a date my freshman year. I went on a date with
you definitely went on a date, like, at least this summer.
This summer, I want to... Yeah, we're good. Never mind. Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Also, you've been in relationships. Even then,
like, relationships didn't really count as relationships to some people. So
yeah, but still,
like,
if you, like, you probably went on dates.
Yeah. Why not?
Dating in college doesn't mean you'll actually get the chance to go on a quote-unquote real date. A third of college seniors confess that they've been on fewer than 2 dates in 4 years. That's accurate. So don't assume that hanging out means dinner and a movie.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like...
Netflix and chill. Is that a date to you? I know, right? That's interesting.
That is an interesting question. I've been told, like, well,
let's Netflix and chill. I'm like, great. Do I have to, like, get ready? Do I have to look good? Or can I go in my pajamas?
Right? Because if I'm going to be watching Netflix, I want to be comfy. I don't want to be in, like,
I don't
want to
be in my fucking jeans and, like, my sexy underwear.
And especially if you're going to be eating. Maybe there'll be snacks.
Eating what?
Popcorn.
Oh, okay, that's where you were going.
And then you'll be pursuing other activities, possibly involving some Your form mouth? Of consumption.
Salty. That's sweet.
Even sweet. Good
thank
callback.
You. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Because
I'm doing really well this episode.
I don't want to be in jeans. I just don't. So, do you have to be in jeans for a date? No, you don't.
I mean, I normally would wear, like, I've worn khakis and jeans to dates.
Ooh, khakis. He's fancy. He's or a,
like,
fancy man.
Like my black skinny jeans I've worn.
Oh, I love your black skinny jeans.
I don't know. I would never wear my sweatpants to a date. I feel like that's just informal.
Oh, yeah. That is informal.
Maybe I'll wear, like, athletic pants.
Unless your date's, like, a slumber party.
Or if my date's, like, going to, like, ice skating, which I've never done before. On a date. I've gone on ice skating. Like,
I was really concerned for a hot second that you've never been ice skating.
What do you wear on an ice skating date?
Probably still jeans.
Oh, you probably would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't wear athletic pants?
No.
You're right. Okay. Some of my favorite things about this article is that...
Okay, you can read all the quick facts.
There are some quick facts. One of the top reasons college students break up is cheating.
That makes sense. College, we don't have our lives together.
A lot of people have their lives together. It's just some people are children, and you start dating children, and those children will cheat on you.
Ryan's very passionate. I think we have to keep going. This one hits close.
Yeah, we're going to go. I was cheated on. There you go. College students prefer short-term casual relationships over long-term relationships because it allows them to focus on their academic and career goals.
Absolutely.
I disagree with that. I feel like you want long-term because you want the consistency. That sounds horrible, but...
No, I understand that. I think this is, like, it's obviously a personal preference
thing. Yes.
Because, like, yeah, a long-term relationship would be nice, but also, like, I guess I am more of a, like, an academic career-focused kind of woman.
Correct. Because you have goals. I don't have any goals.
Yes, you absolutely do, Ryan. Let's congratulate Ryan because he just got into the Disney College program. Yay!
Thank you. I'm going to be working in Disney World.
Can't wait to go visit him. Pray for me that I get this job that I want so then I can make the money to go visit him. But also it's the job that I want because it's what I want to be doing. Side note.
Great.
But no, I guess I don't feel like I'm missing so much right now.
Yeah.
Because... I just have a lot going on in my life, academically, extracurricularly. Yeah. I have great friends. So I don't know. I don't want to say I don't have time for it.
But you don't have time for it. That's
but like, no, I don't not have time for it. It's just that, I don't have all this extra time that I'm, like, pining. Like, oh, I'm so lonely. I wish I was in a relationship. That would make me so happy.
Yeah, I talk like that in my sleep sometimes.
In your sleep.
Where are my suitors? Come to help me.
Where's my gentleman caller?
Where's the gentleman caller? Mother, is he here? I'm like, that's what I do in my sleep. And Adam, my roommate, will be like, Ryan, go to bed.
Maybe it's because I've never been in, like, a real relationship, but I don't get when people are, like, I'm very lonely. I wish I was in a relationship.
I think it's, like, you get used to the relationship and you get used to, like, the consistency. And, like, I know for, like when, it was weird, like, when I didn't have, like, a person sleeping with me in bed, like, after, like, a month of doing it, it's like, oh, I feel alone.
Twin beds. I hate sharing
twin beds. But, like, now, like, I feel like there's so much space in this twin bed.
Well, that's beautiful.
I know, right?
I want to get a California king bed so we can be sleeping on different continents.
I slept in a king's bed
literally want to be sleeping on a different continent than someone.
The last quick fact here is most college couples break up around spring break, summer vacation, right before winter break.
Right before winter break, I'm going to take that as Thanksgiving.
So you were right. I'm going to say that is right.
So basically all the breaks.
Most all the breaks. It's like, hey, I've been thinking about it for 3 months. I hate you. I need to move on.
Well, no, it's because on these breaks, like in college, you're with each other pretty much every single day. Yeah. But on these breaks, you're not. So you're not. You have that space. And then now we can get to the real fun topic.
The real fun topics of dating apps.
Oh my God. I have a lot to say about dating apps.
I know you do.
I had Tinder for 4 days after my 18th birthday because my cousin was really adamant that I get a Tinder. I had a Tinder for 4 days, got 200 matches, and then deleted it. And then I've never had it since then. And I really contemplated making a Tinder, like, in the past few weeks. Because I'm like, you know what? Fuck it.
You should.
But
I will make the profile for you.
You will?
No.
Well, I don't want to do it on my own. But then I just saw something, Shane Dawson's Conspiracy Theories.
Oh, I love... Everyone should go watch Shane Dawson's Conspiracy Theories. They are phenomenally made and beautifully directed by Andrew and Shane.
Beautiful. They are cinematic masterpieces.
They really are. They're like movies. They really are like movies.
Actually, I have a lot of critiques about them.
Of course she does, because she doesn't like Shane Dawson sometimes.
What does that even mean? Of course I do.
What issues do you have?
Oh, I just don't like. I just don't like all the clips that he inserts in between. I'm like, I just want to get to it. I don't want the clips.
I think it makes it for good television. It makes you want to keep going.
Yeah, but I think there's too much.
It is superfluous sometimes, but.
Yeah, I think there's far too much.
But.
So I contemplated making a Tinder in the past few weeks, but then I saw this last night now about,
which, and
I don't want to spoil it for like
anyone?
About how someone, like,
these guys,
it was really, it was a scary dating app situation. I was like, I never
read her book, read everything about it. I, on the other hand, have had a dating app for how long has this been now?
I don't
four
even
years?
Know. Well,
4 years, maybe?
Did you get it in college or before?
I got it the summer before.
So yeah, it's been like,
so I have 3,326 matches on my Tinder. And then I have a Bumble, too, which is, just don't, and like, I use
What do you
dating.
Prefer? What do you prefer, Tinder or Bumble?
Tinder.
Tinder, okay. What about Hinge? Have you ever tried Hinge?
No, everyone's like, try Hinge. And I'm like, nah, there's too many apps now.
I kind of.
And I have to hide them in a secret folder in case, like, someone takes my phone, and I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, that's an interesting thing to talk about. Insecurities about dating apps?
Oh, 100%. I hide all
my apps. Know that was, like, really real. You hide it.
Yeah, it's a different folder. Because a lot of people. It's, like, scrolled over three times over. So
interesting.
You can hide it.
A lot of people that I know are, like, pretty open about it. They'll let their friends swipe for them. Would you? Would you let me swipe for you?
No.
Wow, how come?
Well, in total honesty, the only reason why I wouldn't allow you to do it is because I... This is going to sound like I'm a fucking idiot or an asshole. Mm-hmm. I swipe right on everyone.
That doesn't sound like you're an asshole. I know you swipe right on everyone.
I just, yeah. I'm like, I just swipe right on everyone because I think it's fun to just...
Well, yeah, it's totally a game.
It's a game. And that brings me to this statistic that we have, which is that 34% of people who have Tinder use it primarily for entertainment.
Yeah, doesn't it say when you, like, match with someone, keep playing?
Yes, they're like, keep playing.
Oh,
I'm
so
like,
they're promoting it.
They
know
want
what it's
you
for.
To. And, like, in total honesty, I have only gone on, like, 15 out of my 3,336.
That's a really interesting ratio.
I've only been on, like, 15, like, actual, like, going to hook up or, like, dates in my life.
Still a lot, I feel like.
And, like, you get messages and I you don't respond to them. And I feel bad. But, like, at the same time, it's for entertainment.
This is interesting to me that for college students, it says only 4% prefer to use apps to meet potential dates.
I think people want to meet people actually at the
school. Like, that's why I don't have it, because I'm just, like, not into the whole online thing. But does that mean that only 4% of college students have it? Because I feel like a lot more have the app, but only 4% are, like, actually interested.
Correct.
In, like, going on dates with those people.
But then it says 84% of dating apps users are on Tinder.
Yeah.
So
like, 84% of college students who have dating apps use Tinder.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they don't use other things.
Correct.
But, like, Tinder is, like, the dominant one.
And then this is funny or interesting. Like, I know a lot of people use Tinder, like, they're like, hey, just for a hookup session.
Yeah.
And this says, who says no way to first date hookups? It says 1 in 3 women will say no. And 1 in, is that 12 or 7?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
1 in 10 men will say
that's
no.
That's 7 or 12.
That's sad. But, that's very clear that men want to have sex on the first date.
Yeah, more than
three.
Definitely more than women. But then it says 91% of people, of college students, who use the app
primarily,
are not primarily using the apps for hookups, but that doesn't mean, like, that they wouldn't like that added bonus.
That's interesting.
Oh, that is a really
37% of men don't think using dating apps is necessarily cheating.
That brings up a really
that's
interesting
really big.
Point to me, especially because we know people who are in relationships and their Tinder profile is still up.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's just because they haven't deleted it or if they still are actively using it.
Yeah. I remember, like, when I was with my ex, they had seen my dating apps and they did not like that I had it because they thought it was cheating. So they maybe
still had it?
They made me delete it.
Oh.
But I didn't delete the profile. I deleted the app.
Well, okay. So what's your opinion on it?
I think it is cheating.
Okay.
But that
sorry, you just sounded upset when you said, like...
No, I just found it's interesting, because, like, then they cheated on me.
Okay. Good. We love that. Oh, Tinder is, this does make sense. Yeah. So basically, Tinder users are like, they're the most, most people use Tinder. There you go.
But then there's Bumble, there's Match.com, there's Gay Apps, which is Grindr. Apparently, gay meets coffee meets bagel.
That's definitely, that's not gay because...
Yeah.
Or actually, not just gay. Yeah. Because I have seen all kinds of couples.
Yeah, I never even heard of coffee meets bagel in my life.
One of my friends uses it.
OkCupid is one, too. But interesting,
Grindr and Coffee Meets Bagel had the largest percentage of singles using the platform for nudes.
Well, yeah.
Grindr makes sense. I don't really know much about Coffee Meets Bagel, so I can't say that.
His hair was in my beard.
Well, your beard is made of hair, so there you go. But then we're going to give, like, a little bit of a... No, we're going to give a trigger warning right here, because we're going to talk a little bit about harassment. And assault.
Yeah.
And... It says over 50% of Grindr users reported having experienced harassment on the app, as did 40% of OkCupid users.
Yeah. I know
35.5% of women, of college women, have experienced harassment while using dating apps, and 14.1% of men, and 59.3% of people who identify as neither male nor female, said they've been harassed online.
Profiles, pronouns or like.
Well, let's not assume non-binary. Non-binary. Let's say non-binary.
No, I know, like, it's crazy. Like, in the gay community, it's very... People are horrible and mean. And they and they're demeaning each other. And I know for women, it's the same way.
Grindr has the
highest one. Yeah, 51%.
Percentage of harassment, followed by OkCupid, then Bumble, then Tinder. Bumble, then Match, then Tinder. Excuse me, then Tinder, then Coffee Meets Bagel. I don't know why they put Coffee Meets Bagel on there.
I've never even heard of that. It's so weird. I should look it up.
Yeah, I think, like, you only get a couple of matches per week.
Oh, okay.
I think that's how it works.
You go on Tinder and you swipe so much that it says, it says you can't swipe anymore. You've run out of swipes for the day.
Yeah.
And then people who buy premium, there's Tinder Premium nowadays.
Oh, God, why are you paying for it?
It's $19 for Tinder Premium.
This is a really interesting statistic that approximately 44.44% of college students using Tinder revealed that they were using Tinder for confidence-boosting procrastination.
You don't see that I'm raising my hand right now because that's why I swipe right on every it's like a
because
boost.
Because you want the validation. That's the culture that we live in now. The social media culture, the like culture, how it is a drug and it releases
endorphins.
Dopamine in your brain to make you happier.
Yeah, you see me looking on my Instagram all the time for the likes. You see, my mother has called me out on that. Like,
yeah, I call you out on it all the time.
And on Tinder, you swipe right and it's like, wait, a person likes me. Like, maybe that means like other people like me too.
Wow, and it says only 4.16% of people on Tinder were looking for an actual relationship.
Exactly.
So that's it's interesting that it's called a dating app when no one's really looking to date.
It's just to,
like, I guess it's just
a hookup. Either a booster or a hookup or.
Yeah, that's or just crazy, like, dude. To talk to someone for that validation.
I think, yeah, people, like, also just want to chat sometimes because...
Yeah, but then it's really scary that, you know, harassment can happen. Like, you see all those posts where, like, it just escalates really quickly and it's usually the man who compliments a woman and she's like, thanks. Or, like, she says, yeah, I know I am. Like, you know, have some confidence in yourself. And he's like, actually, you're not that good looking. I lied. Yep. Like, I don't like that confidence.
Because they get angry.
And threatened. So, yeah, dating apps are super interesting.
It's crazy.
And I'm still on the fence about whether or not I want a dating app because I feel like...
And we support you either way if you don't or do.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan.
And by we, I mean me and my...
Thank you, Ryan. I don't know. I feel weird. Like, what if you swipe on someone and then you just, like, see them around campus? Our campus is so small. Of course you're going to see them.
I know. Well, yes. And then, like, there's the thing. There's the issue if you swipe and they don't match with you.
Yeah.
Because then you see them on campus and they're like, oh, I didn't swipe right on you. I hate you. Because
they just not interested.
No, there are people on this campus, especially, and like, you know for a fact that like you swiped because I swipe for everyone. And they clearly didn't match with you and they'll look at you just like differently and you'll see it.
Good.
You'll see it.
Well,
or you'll not.
Do they know that you've swiped right on them?
Clear. Well, if they swipe left, no matter what, they wouldn't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if that is a factor in them looking differently at you.
That's true, too.
I don't know. So I don't... Like, I know you can see when someone super likes you, so then that's awkward.
Yeah, that's awkward.
If, like, you don't like them and you know they've super liked you. But I don't know. Like, I just feel like weird. Like, what if we're talking on the app and then we see each other in person? Like, do we talk in person as well? Like, what's the etiquette?
Do you hide it? Do you?
I don't know the etiquette, and the etiquette is what's stressing me out. And I don't need to be stressed about it.
Don't be stressed about exactly. dating. So it's a dating app. Ignore it.
So
it's okay.
So I'm not even going to. Yeah, I'm not. I'm not going to partake.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. So that is our Valentine's Day.
We finished Valentine's Day.
Is our Valentine's Day special. Or is Valentine's Day ever? Did you get to see the movie this morning?
No.
Ryan slept it until 12:30. Oh, he was going to go see the Rebel Wilson movie that came out.
I might go tomorrow because it's Friday.
I want to see the movie.
Do you want to go with me?
Can we see?
Belated.
Yeah, can we go on Tuesday for $5 Tuesday?
Oh, fine. That's fine.
Great. We okay. love cheap movies.
I do love $5 movies.
Because otherwise we're spending like $20 and I don't want to do that.
$12.42.
Still, I don't want to spend that.
Yeah,
I have to do laundry.
I was going to bring in like food from here so I don't have to pay for food there.
Yeah, that is smart.
Big hack, guys. Bring Life a big hack. Bag, you fucking...
One time I went to the movies with some of my close friends and we just popped popcorn beforehand and brought it in.
I brought a Chipotle fucking burrito
Wonderful.
Once.
We love that.
I know.
All right. So if you guys want, feel free to tell us how you're spending your Valentine's
Day.
Maybe Ryan will be in rehearsal. I'll be watching Game of Thrones.
I'll only be in rehearsal for an hour and a half in
and
theory.
And we'll probably be eating the cake that I made today.
Probably. And I then will be going to a Valentine's Day cabaret. You all should go if you're on campus. Go.
So yeah, happy Valentine's Day. We love you all. Thank you for tuning in. We know we've been gone for a while. This semester has been
it's been stressful.
Time and a half.
And timeful.
And we can talk about that
in another time,
another episode. But thanks for sticking with us and have a great Valentine's Day. And remember, you can now follow us on Instagram at NYACBpodcast. And you can also email us at NYACBpodcast@gmail.com.
You have a Gmail account.
All right. Farewell.
Bye, guys.
Bye.